Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Several children play outside a Chicago apartment complex, frustrating resident Michael Goodwin. He makes several complaints to the parents. The third time, Goodwin comes outside carrying a gun. Goodwin shoots 8-year-old Sarabhai Medina riding her scooter. Sarabhai rushed to the hospital, but dies.
Nancy, Medina's father tackled Goodwin to the ground after the shooting, and the men struggled over the gun, leading to Goodwin also being shot. He was taken to the hospital for treatment before his arrest. Neighbors say Goodwin frequently complained about noise from the children, and they always asked him to let them be.
Goodwin, 43, now charged with murder one, as he should be. A San Diego family posts the hilarious moment their guard dog completely fails at preventing a burglary. The family accidentally leaves their garage door open. A male walks in, pulling an expensive bike off its stand. Suddenly, the family dog enters the garage and the burglar freezes in fear that quickly vanishes when the dog begins licking the burglar's face. The burglar happily gives the friendly pup scratches and pets and says, "I love you too. You're a sweetheart," before hopping on the $1,300 bike and riding away. San Diego cops still looking for the bike thief. That's rough. Oh, but you're a good boy. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
It took more than three decades, but the 1991 death of a 17-year-old Massachusetts girl found shot in the head on the fire escape of her foster family's home has finally come to an end with the conviction of a Georgia man. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to the Office of Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan, 50-year-old Rodney Daniels was found guilty in Middlesex Superior Court of first-degree murder in the killing of Patricia Moreno in Malden on July 20, 1991. Officials say Daniels was dating Moreno's foster mother's oldest daughter at the time and was staying in the residence on the night of the murder. Even though the original investigation discovered that Daniels was in possession of multiple firearms at the time of the murder and had, quote, engaged in threatening behavior toward the victim, he was not charged. He was arrested in September 2021 at his home in South Fulton, Georgia, based on fresh information gathered by the district attorney's cold case team. Those investigators interviewed a man who at the time lived on a lower floor of the building. The man said that on the night of the slaying, he saw a young woman struggling to breathe on the fire escape with the man matching Daniel's description standing over her. The witness said that the man then went back into the apartment. Police and emergency medical professionals discovered Moreno on the third floor fire escape still breathing with a single gunshot wound to the head. She was rushed to Massachusetts General Hospital, where she later died.
Daniels faces a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. The suspected architect of the September 11th attacks and his co-defendants may never face the death penalty. The Pentagon and the FBI have informed families of some of the thousands killed in 2001 that plea deals are currently being considered to end the defendant's more than decade-long case. The warning, which was made in a letter given to some of the families and obtained by our friends with the Associated Press, comes 1.5 years after military prosecutors and defense lawyers began discussing a mediated conclusion to the case. The prosecution of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others held at the U.S. detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has been plagued by repeated delays and legal disputes, particularly over the legal ramifications of the men's initial interrogation under torture while in CIA custody. There is no definite date for the trial. Hillsong Church founder Brian Houston has been found not guilty of hiding his father's child sex offenses in Australia. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
69-year-old Houston was the senior global pastor of the Sydney-based church when he was accused of hiding a significant indictable crime 2 years ago. Months later, he resigned from his various church positions. Brian Houston was found to have a legitimate justification for failing to report Frank Houston's actions to police. Sydney magistrate Gareth Christoffi accepted Houston's belief that the victim, Brett Sengstock, did not want the 1970s abuse reported to authorities. Sengstock said in the December trial that he never told Houston not to report the abuse. It was in 1999 that Houston learned of his father's abuse of Sengstock, who was then 7 years old. His father admitted his guilt and was removed from his position as an Assemblies of God preacher. Frank Houston died without being accused in 2004 at the age of 82. Brian Houston told church leaders about his father's misdeeds, but not the police.
If convicted, Brian Houston faced a 5-year prison sentence.
Alasia Hill, mother of two boys, becomes extremely sick and is put in a medically induced coma. While unconscious, she develops another complication. Her hand is amputated. After her release, Hill's mother goes with her to have the stitches removed and then drops her back at home with her boyfriend after the appointment. That afternoon, the boyfriend says she stops responding to him mid-conversation and walks out of their Michigan home. He says he follows for a while, but eventually lets her be, expecting her to return home when she's ready. She never does. Alasia Hill had no personal belongings with her when she left and has not been heard from in over 2 years. If you have info on Alasia Hill, please call Detroit PD 313-596-5640. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.